What's happening, guys? Welcome to the Christ Fellowship Podcast. This is Derek, and today we're continuing in our Both And series. We are looking at how God is both already and not yet, specifically looking at the kingdom of God, how it's breaking in, how it's already breaking in, and how it will break in. So grab your Bible, grab some notes, and we're praying that you would experience the kingdom on earth as in heaven today. Bless you. We just sang some amazing truth, right? Like, incredible truth. And so I just want us to just lean in, and the scriptures tell us to take our thoughts captive. And sometimes we think about that like in the negative, like don't think about bad things. But I think equally, and maybe I believe more powerfully, is when we take our thoughts captive and set them on things that are true, right? And so can we just that song has so much truth, but that line that says, you stand by my side and you stood in my place. Can we just take a moment individually, but as a community here, just to set our mind on the truth that God really is with us and that he's for you and me. He stands with us today. So let's just rest here. Just, Lord, open up our minds, renew our minds. May we just be able to comprehend just a little bit more what it means that you stand by our side. That you are for us. And you say, if you are for us, who can be against us? And let's take a moment now, as we know Jesus is with us. That's his promise. He said, I'll never leave you orphans. I'll never abandon you. We can take that to the bank today, that Jesus is never going to leave you nor forsake you. No matter what the world tells you, no matter what you feel, Jesus trumps our feelings. He hasn't forsaken you. Somebody just needs to hear that Jesus is not against you. He's for you. And then that part of the song, it says, you stood in my place. Pointing us back to this beautiful transaction where Jesus says, I will be the lamb that's gonna be laid down so that you and all of humanity can experience true life, abundant life. Take a moment. Let's just give thanks and worship. We don't have the songs to worship, our response to God. Let's just thank him that he stood in our place. That the sin, all the ways that we've attempted to separate from God and believe lies and acted upon those lies, that he said, I'm going to take them all on myself and I'm going to overcome them with love. And we thank you today and every day, but today, right now, in this moment, this holy moment together. Thank you for standing in our place, that you stood in our place, that you willingly laid down your life so that we could find it. So why don't you just make it personal today? You can hear me talk for the next 30 minutes or so, but like, just why don't you just tell the Lord in your own words, whatever that is, Lord, thank you for how you stood in my place, that you took all of my separateness, all my sin, that you willingly laid down your life, Lord, so that I could have life. Why don't you just personally make that personal to the Lord right now? We say, Lord, you are worthy. The lamb that was slain is worthy. The lion of the tribe of Judah is worthy. The one who found victory in death. You are worthy. You are worthy. You're worthy. So we honor you, Father. We thank you so much that you loved us so much that you sent your son. Jesus, we thank you this morning that you loved the Father and you loved humanity so much that you left your position in heaven and you came and became a man among us, that you emptied yourself, lowered yourself so much to be a servant and to die on a cross. We honor you, Son. And Jesus, we thank you that you said it's better that you leave the earth, leave your presence here with us, humanity's form, that you would go back to the Father so that you could send the Holy Spirit. So we honor you, Holy Spirit, the one who Jesus said it's our benefit, it's to our advantage that you come. We honor you in this place. We give you freedom to renew our minds, to teach us things, to open up our eyes. Allow the power of God to flow in this place today. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen. 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 Can we give it up one more time to the Lord this morning? Man. Man, it is so good to be with you guys this morning. Man, he is worthy. I think we just think about that. He is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy. The King is worthy. And so we've been talking in this series around these tensions that God seems to have in both hands, right? That God can both be filled with joy and rejoice at the same time mourn deeply for things. And somehow God holds those together, right? We've talked about how God, there's a mystery in God, and you need to hear that. Like, there are things about God that we have not yet to comprehend. There's things that are higher, and he says, man, if you would ask me, I will show you. And so he's mysterious, but he's also a revealer, right? And then last week, we talked about how God is deeply personal. How many of you know God is really personal? How many of you experienced God yourself? Anybody besides me in the house today? Yes, right? And at the same time, is he's personal, he's also deeply, deeply communal. That there's things that I can only learn about God when I'm around other people. So there's things that Barry can teach me about God that I can't have any other way. There's things that Harold can teach me about God that I can't have if I'm just all by myself isolated. So this tension, like there's a personal side of God, this amazing intimacy, but there's also this communal side of God. And we talked about that last week. And today I want to continue on in this tension as we get closer to Easter, as we celebrate the resurrection on Good Friday, as we appreciate and sit in the fact that Christ died for us. Today I want to talk about how God is both already and he's not yet. He's already and he's not quite yet. And today is a fun day for me. Most Sundays I really enjoy it, honestly. So they're a lot of fun. But the topic today is something that I'm probably more passionate about than anything else that I could ever preach on. And I feel like I'm in pretty good company with this. I've shared this before. Because the thing I'm gonna talk about is the thing that Jesus talked about more than anything else while he walked the earth. Today, I want to unpack for you, not just in words of wisdom, like Paul said, but it actually in demonstrations of power in the Spirit, the kingdom of God. And I know we have a lot of new people here. You've come in the last few months, and usually every year I do a whole series about the kingdom. And so let me just make sure we're all on the same page here. I know we got a lot of people viewing online from all over the nation, and so let me just make sure we're on the same page. So when we say the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven, different authors, different perspective, they're writing to different groups of people, Jews and Gentile, like so different things. So they're both the same thing, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven, same exact thing, the kingdom generally. What is it? It is simply put the rule and the reign of God. It's where the authority of God, the will of God is received and expressed, okay? So the kingdom of God is not a geopolitical space. It's anywhere where what's really happening is aligned with what God wants. And we know in the throne room, how many of you know there's not any question in the presence of God on the throne this morning who the king is? Can we all agree to that? Like, in the presence of God in the throne room, it's not like, who's in charge here? No, everybody knows who's in charge. And so in his presence in the throne room, let me tell you, the kingdom of God is fully established. Everything in his presence in the throne room right now is exactly how he wants it. We have this challenge that we live on the earth. And not everything on the earth is happening in agreement with what God has said, is it? And so you and I, we live in the tension that the kingdom of God is both already and not quite yet. And that tension can be hard. That tension can draw us to frustration. Honestly, it can draw us to some righteous anger when we're like, God, this is not what you desire. How many of you know on the earth there's some things that are happening that God does not desire? Anybody believe that, right? And so thankfully, Jesus comes on the scene, and I love Jesus so much, the way he teaches, the way he's just, man, he's just laser focused, and the way he like teaches and the way he demonstrates is so beautiful. And so he comes on the scene, and it seems to me that when I read the Gospels, that the kingdom of God is the primary thing that Jesus is talking about. It's the primary thing that he's trying to show. And so I love it. You know, he's about 30-some years old, 30-ish years old. He's baptized, water, John the Baptist, boom, there. The Spirit comes down in the form of dove. The Father says, "This is my son, my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased." And after that, he goes in and he fasts for some time. He comes out and then he preaches his first message. And he could preach about anything. Like, Jesus has like all of the Torah, all of the Old Testament. He could say, "Man, let me pick a verse," boom. And he would like bring the best message ever. All of the things about God, he could open up and say, "This is what I want you to know about God." And here is the thing that Jesus preaches first. It's amazing. He says this: repent. That word means change your mind. It doesn't mean feel bad about yourself. It doesn't mean tell God sorry. It means to change your mind. What you're believing is wrong. Change your mind. Don't believe what the next pastor says. Don't believe what TikTok says. Believe what I have to say. You believe wrongly. Change your mind. Repent. Why are you repenting? For the kingdom of God is at hand. The first message, like the introduction to Jesus as his public ministry, the kingdom is at hand. Guess what that means? It means it's right here in your midst. It's right here. Guess what? It's already. It's right here in your midst. The rule and reign of God is here, and I'm here to teach you about it, and not just to teach you about it. I want you to experience what it means that the kingdom of God is right here in your midst. And what we see is that the kingdom of God is not of this world. You can't find it in a self-help book. You can't find it from mining the literature of humanity. It's not of this world, and therefore it requires us to change our minds in order to receive it. The Jewish people thought they knew what the Messiah, the anointed one, the Christ, was gonna look like. Most of them thought that this Messiah that was prophesied about would come and he would grab a sword and he would rally the troops and they would overthrow by force those that were overpowering the Jews. But Jesus comes on and says, "Guys, if you don't change your mind, you're gonna miss the kingdom." And I wanna tell you today, listen, you and I, we will miss the kingdom if we don't change our mind to align with who God is and what he said. It's the rule and reign of God. And so Jesus, early on in his ministry, at least we see in Matthew chapter 6, we touched on these passages last week. We talked about the personal peace of God, that we're called to go into our closet or go into a private place to pray, to talk to God one-on-one. And he says there's rewards that you'll have only that you can find by yourself with God. And then in the same kind of breath, in the same teaching, he goes from personal to say, "Our Father." And I love the prayer that Jesus teaches us to pray. He says, "Our Father, hallowed be your name." And then what does he say? "Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." That thing we talk about, the lullaby effect, where we read something so many times or recite something so many times, that sometimes we just kind of get numb to it. I want to read this again, and we're just asking the Holy Spirit to just open our eyes to the depth of truth that's in this. Jesus is teaching us how to pray, and in it is permission for how to pray. And so Jesus says, pray like this, church. Pray like this: "Your kingdom come, God. Your rule and reign, may it come." Where? In heaven one day? No. What's he say? On what? On what? Earth. Here and now, as it is where? In heaven. And what do we know heaven's like? It's completely aligned with who God is and what he wants. And so guess what Jesus teaches? Pray like this, that heaven would more and more become a reality on the earth. That we live in this tension. Yeah, man, the kingdom of God, there are things that are not happening that God would desire on this earth. There's things that are decided in governance. There's things that are decided in families. There's abuses. There's all kinds of things that are not aligned with God. And he says, I know it, but here's what I want you to do. I want you to pray like this, that the kingdom of God, the rule and reign of God would come and become a reality on the earth as it is in heaven. So what that means is that not everything on earth is already aligned with God. He reveals that the kingdom isn't fully established on the earth, but that we should desire that it is. See, it's the tension. Jesus would not teach us to pray, your kingdom come, if the kingdom was already fully here. Like, the way he teaches us is putting an assumption that not everything is right with God here on earth. But I want you to pray like it, and I want you to live into making and allowing the kingdom to come on earth as it is in heaven. And so today I wanna unpack this kingdom, and I wanna teach for a little bit, but then, you know, the kingdom is not meant to just be talked about. It's really best experienced. You know, you've heard it probably said before that the kingdom is best caught than taught. We experience the kingdom, we experience the truth of God. Instead of just listening to somebody on a stage, there's something that goes down deeper, and it's like, oh, that's what that truth is. So I'm gonna teach a little bit, and then we're gonna move into an application, and we're gonna collectively lean in and to pray the prayer of Jesus here over ourselves, over one another, over our community. And so as we're talking about the kingdom, there's tons of scriptures. And if you need to find these, because I'm gonna go through, I haven't shared this for a while, we haven't shared this, but there's a Christ Fellowship app. You may know about this, you may be way more in tune than I am, but if you go to the App Store, CF app, it's got my notes on it. If you ever wanna say like, man, I missed that thing, I missed what passage, if you go to the CF app, you can download a PDF and you can get the notes, just FYI there. But today I want to hit several scriptures, and so I'm going to start here in Luke chapter 12, picking up in verse 29 through 32. This is Jesus in Luke's account of the of one of Jesus' teaching. He says, "Do not seek what you are to eat and what you are to drink, nor don't be worrying. For all the nations of the world seek after these things, and your Father knows that you need them." So today, listen, if you have a need, a physical, practical need, listen, God knows you need them. He knows. He said, this is what you do. Instead of worrying about what you need, here's what you do. Instead, seek his what? Kingdom, his rule and reign, and all the things that you're worried about, all the things that you need, it says, they will be added to you. Now, what if we really believe this, church? Like, once again, we can read this and it's like, whatever, yeah, good job, Derek, you read from the Bible, good job. But like, what if we said like, listen, guys, all the things you're worried about, all the things you're anxious about, all the ways that you're like, I got these needs, God knows them. So take a deep breath, God knows them. And he says, this is what's gonna happen. If you will first seek the rule and reign of God in your life, if you seek the King who's already, we already said, by your side, all those things will be taken care of. And then look what he says in verse 32. I love this. Fear not. And I would always tell you, you hear me all the time, don't be fearful. Don't let the world or the enemy or news, social media, do not fear. He says, fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Man, that should get like excited up in here. Listen, God's not like holding back and saying, man, if you only do the things, if you just do everything right, if you jump through God's hopscotch and you do the, you know, whatever you got to do and you say enough things and you don't do these things, then you know, listen, God wants to give you the kingdom more than you want it. That should get us excited. We don't have a God that's like, I'm going to hold this close. He's like, no, look, I want to give all of it to you, but I need you to learn how to receive it. He said, it is his pleasure to give who? You, me, us, the rule and reign of God. Where? Everywhere. This should get us excited. This is good news. This is actually an expression of the gospel. It's the gospel of the kingdom. This is what Jesus proclaimed. It's the good news of the kingdom. God wants to give it. He desires to give us the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. Hebrews chapter 12 reiterates this. He says, therefore, let us be grateful. That's a great start right there. Let us be thankful. Let us be grateful for receiving. Past tense and present. For receiving a what? A what? Kingdom. I'm the only one excited here. That's all right. I'll get excited all the time. I'll burn up here. Let's go. For receiving a what? Kingdom. There we go. That cannot be shaken. Whew. A kingdom that can't be shaken by the economy. A kingdom that can't be shaken by whoever's in political power, the perceived power that, by the way, God gave that person. That can't be shaken by a doctor report. That can't be shaken by a relationship gone awry. He said, let us be thankful that we are receiving, past tense, present tense, already, here it is, already, for receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Let us offer to God acceptable worship with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. So Lord, we stand with you and we are in awe of you that you are giving us, that we are receiving the rule and reign of God that can't be shaken. You see, the kingdom is meant to be received as we go. There's this progressive nature to God, to revelation, to understanding the things of God, the ways of God, and the kingdom, because it's already, and yet it's not yet. How many of you, it's not yet until it is time? Let's try that. The kingdom is already, but it's not yet until it is yet. So I would put before you this, that not yet is a long line in the line of history. It's not yet, like maybe now it is yet. There is a reality that the kingdom of God is going to one day be fully established on the earth as it is in heaven. That's what we read in Revelation 21. It says that every tear will be wiped away. Every sickness gone. No reason to have doctors anymore. I love you doctors, but you are on a time stamp of how much time you had to practice. There's not gonna be any more relational strife. Praise Jesus for that. Families will be reunited. Oh, come on. All the lies that we've believed about ourselves, they're gonna be burned up in the consuming fire, and only gonna be left is what's pure and true and right that's gonna last for eternity. So there is a not yet. Jesus is coming again on the white horse, not on the donkey this time, on the white horse to establish his rule and reign on the earth as it is in heaven. That's a good day, but until we get to that day, how many of you know he wants his kingdom to come on earth as it is in heaven today and tomorrow and the next day and the next? Anybody with me today, right? And so here's what I would like to do. I don't wanna just preach at you today. I want to give us a chance to taste and experience the kingdom of God. And Jesus said, I want to teach you how to pray that you would say, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So I'm going to facilitate this morning a family time of prayer. It's going to be interactive, so I may invite some people different ways to stand, and we're going to pray, and we're going to give space for the kingdom to come, not just through a pastor preaching on a podium stage thing, but in real practical ways this morning. How many of you want the kingdom to come right now in the next few minutes? Yeah, I would too, right? And so the kingdom of God, I put a list together. I just walked through the scriptures and in my own experiences. And I said, man, what are some like signs that the kingdom of God is here? Like we can talk about the kingdom is here, but like how could we know if the kingdom of God is really here and present? How are some things? Here's the first thing that I would say, that people would be choosing to follow Jesus and his teaching. That didn't get you excited, did it? Like how many of you know that the kingdom of God comes and is on the earth as it is when one person turns from their separateness and says, Jesus, I wanna follow your way. I want your truth. Does anybody know that? And so when we say the kingdom of God, Lord, we want the kingdom, but we wanna see it, and we want people to be turning or returning to this man Jesus and his teaching. And we see this in Matthew 4 early on. Jesus says, repent, the kingdom of God is at hand. And And then a little bit later, he says, walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw his two brothers, Simon, who's called Peter, and Andrew, his brother. They were casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. I will make you fishers of men. Immediately, they left their nets and they what? Followed him. Guess what? That's a sign that the kingdom of God broke into the earth. So let me ask you this. It's already, but not yet. How many of you have seen somebody go from death to life and enter the kingdom of God? How many of you have seen it? And I just hold your hands up and I want you to look around. So here's the part. Look around. Don't just look at me. Don't look at me. Don't look at me. Don't look at me. And I want you to see, listen, how many of us can say the kingdom of God has already come? Right? Okay, put your hands down. Now here's the reality. It's already here, but how many of you know there are a lot of people that have never experienced the true Jesus? It's not yet. Already, not yet. What is God's will? That none should perish, but everyone have what? Eternal life. That's the will of God. That's the kingdom. And so we've already said, yeah, man, we've got proof. The kingdom of God has come. I'm a recipient. I stepped into the kingdom of God. I was transferred from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. The kingdom has already come. But listen, I got friends. I got family members. They've never experienced the transforming power of the love of God. And if you're like me, which we're pretty much 99.99999 the same, you probably know some people too. And so right now, let's just ask the Holy Spirit, would you just lay somebody on my heart that has rejected you, that's turned their back to you, Jesus, that's never really experienced and encountered your love and your forgiveness and your mercy and your justice? And then if somebody comes to mind, I just want you to pop up to your feet, and that's a step of faith. We're gonna intercede for that person that the kingdom would come, that it's not already here, but it is going to come. And so if you have somebody that just comes to mind, there's no pressure to do that. We're gonna pray through a lot of things. So don't ever at all in this church, there's no manipulation. Don't feel like you gotta stand up. Don't worry, there's no judgment. But if there is somebody, I just want you right now, this is what Jesus taught us to pray, that your kingdom would come on earth in real lives, in real people's experiences as it is in heaven. So here's what I want you to pray. I want you to intercede. That means you're praying on behalf of another. We're standing in the gap. That's why I had you stand. I want you to pray by name that person or that group of people would encounter the love, the beauty, the forgiveness, and mercy of Jesus. Just right now, you pray. Your prayers are powerful. Jesus said, pray like this. Pray that there would be people along their path that may or may not be you that would show them, would demonstrate the love of God to them. And just bless them. Say, Lord, would you bless them so much that they can't help but to see you, that you are for them, that you are with them. And Lord, collectively, we say, your kingdom come, bring home the prodigals. We believe it. It's your desire. It's your plan. Bring home those that are far off. You said that's why you came, to draw all humanity to you through Christ. So Lord, we say, wake them up. Wake them up. Draw them to you. May they see the true Jesus in the midst of all the chaos of the world. In Jesus' name, amen. Go ahead and sit down. So that's one of the signs of the kingdom, one that I want to see more and more. We're seeing that. People coming to faith in Jesus, coming to the realization that it's not about religion. It's not about doing the rights and wrongs. It's about Jesus and his sacrifice. That's why he stood in our place. And so one of the other signs of the kingdom this morning that I want to highlight is that in the kingdom, there's freedom and deliverance. Jesus was walking the earth, and one of the things that he commonly did is he would go up to people that were oppressed by darkness, evil, lies, false identities, and he would speak truth into them, or he would just speak to the enemy, and the enemy would flee, and that person that went from dark down, oppressed, and they would walk up free, and everybody's like, wow, what happened to that person? And one of the times Jesus did this, and the religious leaders, oh, I love the religious leaders, don't you, right? They're like, you, there's something about you. There's no way that's from God. From the enemy. I think you're actually colluding with Satan. You believe this, telling this to Jesus. And Jesus said this, if I cast out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore, they will be your judges. But if it is by the Spirit of God that I cast out demons, then the kingdom of God, there it is, the kingdom of God has come upon you. One of the markers of the kingdom of God is freedom, deliverance. It may not always be like this cut and dry, like it was a demon. It could be that for sure. Man, that could be the case. But sometimes like the freedom that we need is a lie that we believe that we just keep making the same bad decision, the same bad decision, the same bad decision. I keep pursuing dating the same kind of person. That one didn't work. Well, you know what? Let's try the same kind of person. Let's go again. That one blew up. You know what I'm gonna do? Let's do the same kind of thing. Or man, and my coping mechanism is I'm gonna eat some comfort food. And so whenever I'm hurt, I'm just gonna run to what makes me feel good in a moment. I'm gonna run to that. And you know that it's literally killing you inside, but you're like, man, this is a pattern. This is a coping mechanism that I've tried to protect myself. Or maybe it's alcohol, maybe it's drug addiction, maybe it's pornography, and you're like, man, I'm having a bad day, my spouse and I are struggling, so I'm gonna run to this thing because for a moment, I can just get a feeling of freedom. And I'm gonna tell you, in the kingdom of God, that can end today. I'm all for, and I believe 100% in community, walking people through things. I'm a product of that. And I believe that's so neat. That's why we have the church, to be a community, to walk people through. Sometimes that community, it's started with a touch of God. And so I just wanna just see some hands to stir some faith. How many of you have ever experienced freedom at some level in your life besides me in the house? No, just look around here. Guess what? The kingdom has already come. Can we just all say amen to that? The kingdom has already come, but guess what? It's not fully here yet. Each one of us that have raised their hand, we've experienced freedom to some degree, right? And the Lord today, he's like, I want to take you in even at a deeper level of freedom. Or some of us, we know people that are bound up with all kinds of lies and things. And I'm telling you, the kingdom of God, when it comes, there is freedom. There's deliverance. Things are broken off. And so this morning, here's what I want to do. If you're like, man, I personally want another level of freedom, or I want to stand in the gap for somebody who I know that's struggling with some kind of oppression, addiction, that way there's no judgment. If you stand up, it's not like, I knew that person was struggling. Guess what? We're all struggling. Can we just get over ourselves this morning, right? Like, can we just, okay, so if you yourself are like, I want another level of freedom, I want to have some deliverance, or I know somebody and I want to stand in the gap, would you just pop up to your feet real quick? We're gonna just trust that the Lord is gonna see these and pray. So let's acknowledge that God is the deliverer. I had a young lady here share a little bit earlier just that she had experienced freedom where she had just seen somebody's praying for her and it felt like just chains broke off of her, some things that she had been struggling with for seemed like a long time. Those chains broke. How many of you know that's who God is? It's what he does. I'm a product of that. So many of us are a product of that. So the kingdom has come, and yet God says, I want more of that. I want freedom for all people. Deliverance for all people. And so right now, if it's whatever the situation is, if you're praying for somebody else, just pray by name that they would experience the freedom in Christ, that Christ said, I've come to set you free. Or if that's you, just tell the Lord, here it is, Lord. I want to be free today. I want you to deliver me. He loves to hear his kids tell the truth. Here's my struggle, Lord. I want to be set free. I want your kingdom to come in my life, in this challenge, in this obstacle, in this frustration, as it is in heaven. And so, Lord, I yield to you. Would you come? Would you free me from the lies that have got me to this place? Free me from the mindset that has got me to where I think this thing is the answer, and yet it still leaves me feeling dead. So, Lord, we just embrace your truth today. You said if we would know the truth, if we abide in your word, and the truth will set us free. So I thank you for your children here. I thank you for the measure of freedom we've experienced, but I believe there's more. There's more. There's always more freedom. So Lord, we just release in this house freedom. Captives be free. Say, the Lord rebuke you, Satan. No more oppressive thoughts, no more demonic strongholds. We say, be gone in the name of Jesus. Let's just tell the Lord, we receive. We receive your freedom. Say, we receive. We're receiving the kingdom. Lord, we receive your freedom. We let go of the lies we believe. We let go of the ways that we've tried to cope, try to feel better about ourselves for a moment. We just release those to you. And so I just want you to even see, if it's you struggling, would you just picture releasing to the Lord whatever that thing is that's keeping you in bondage this morning? Just release it to the Lord. I want you to see yourself handing it to Jesus. And I want you to watch, what does Jesus do with that thing? So Lord, we give you these struggles and addictions. We hand them to you, Jesus. And Lord, what do you want us to have to take the place of these things? Just ask the Lord, what do you want to give me this morning? Yeah, Lord, thank you for freedom. Thank you that in Christ we have freedom. In Jesus' name, we all said, amen. All right, find your seat. We got some more things to go after here. We're going to experience the kingdom. This next one is one that I love, and we see a lot of this happen. The next three are all going to be clumped together here. This is from Matthew chapter 10, that there's healing, that there's resurrection, and that there's restoration in the kingdom of God. Matthew 10, Jesus is sending out his disciples, and he's saying, this is what I want you to do. I want you to go be my representatives. It's the same thing he tells us every day. I want you to go be my representatives on the earth. I want you to reveal me and my kingdom. And he said to them, go proclaim. That means use your words and say, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's already here. It's right here in your midst. He says, go tell the world the kingdom of God is right here in our midst. And then he said, this is what I want you to do. To prove that it's here, I want you to heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the leper, cast out demons. You received without pain, now give without pain. It's already, but not yet. A couple stories a couple weeks ago, or months ago, actually, I think I prayed for Jason and my wife the same day. They were both struggling with some vertigo issues. And my wife if I'm right, a couple years has had to lay at night with multiple pillows stacked up so that she's laying like this. Because if she laid flat, she would sometimes get dizzy at night, or when she woke up, she would get dizzy at night. And so it's interesting. Jason was dealing with some form of that, and he asked me to pray for him in between our gatherings one day, and then I prayed for my wife. And listen, I had prayed for my wife many times before that for the same thing, right? I prayed many times, and guess what? We hadn't seen the kingdom come. It was already, but not yet. And so, I can't remember, 6 weeks ago, 8 weeks ago, whenever it was, when I prayed for her again, super simple. Didn't have like the feeling of like warmth on my hands, which happens sometimes. She didn't fall out, and I had to like, none of that. Just prayed again, a simple prayer. Jesus, bring healing, bring restoration, bring complete alignment and calibration to everything that's working in our inner ears, canals and everything. Lord, I just release healing upon her. Simple prayer. For over 2 months, she's been able to lay completely flat with no vertigo whatsoever, right? What is that? That's because the kingdom of God is already, and it wasn't yet until it was, right? And so we as a church, we believe that. I had a guy tell me this just 2 days ago. I got my hair cut, as you can tell, right? I got short, little short, nice. And I love it. And a guy there was telling me about his shoulder and how the Lord just supernaturally healed his shoulder. He said he couldn't even throw a baseball to his daughter. He was showing me like how he was trying to throw. He said it was really embarrassing. Like couldn't raise his arm up to here. And he said, one day we prayed for shoulders in this gathering, like we've prayed many times. And he said he went down to sleep that night. He was laying on his shoulder, which he hadn't done for a long time. In the middle of the night, he heard a loud pop. Now, hopefully that didn't happen to all of us because I freaked him out a little bit. It's a big guy. And he woke up and he was telling me, and his arm was up like this, and he hadn't done that for a long time. And he said he woke up, and he didn't move. He said, honey, look. And she said, what? He said, look where my shoulder is. And he went down, up like this. And he said, now I'm playing softball with my daughter. They said I had to have surgery, but now I feel great. I don't have to, right? As of now, have surgery. Guess what? The kingdom wasn't until it was. Right? And so we believe that God moves that way sometimes. And so I would want us to just lean into this for just a moment here, because we're going to sing one more song here and be united in the room. But if you need healing, resurrection, and that may not be like from the dead, it could be your dreams that you've let die that the Lord put in you. It could be things that you used to do that you stopped doing and the Lord's inviting you to come back and say, man, I want to bring life back. I want to resurrect some things in your life, all right? If you need resurrection or restoration, would you just pop up to your feet just real quick? We're going to pray this. Jesus prayers aren't too long usually. It's pretty simple. Be healed. Yeah, so I want you to be stirred to faith that God still does these things. And I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Anybody else not ashamed of the gospel? I'm not ashamed to believe that God doesn't just want us to believe in intellectual thoughts, but that he actually said things that we should still be willing to receive. And one of those is healing, resurrection, and restoration. And so if that's you today, I just want you to put out your hands. I'm gonna just pray a blessing over you. The testimonies that I shared are really an invitation to the Lord. Would you do it again? Lord, would you do it again? Lord, thank you that you walked the earth and you healed so many people. Oh my goodness, every person that came to you was healed somehow. It's incredible. And yet there was a town that did not believe. They weren't even willing to receive from you. And so it says you only did a few miracles and then you left. And so we don't want to be like that town, Lord. We don't want to be a people that aren't willing to receive from you. Because we've got our things together, because somehow we want to look the part, but we want to be a people that cry out, Son of David, have mercy. Even when people were telling him, just quiet, quiet, quiet. No, he's like, no, even louder. Son of David, have mercy on me, the blind man was saying. So Lord, we believe we've experienced the kingdom in some powerful ways of this community. Other churches in this region have seen and experienced power, healing, miracles, signs, and wonders. And we know that we live in the tension where sometimes those things break in and sometimes they don't, but you taught us to pray that they would break in. So this morning, I just bless those that are standing there saying, we need breakthrough, we need healing in our bodies, we need healing in our minds. We need restoration of relationship, we need dreams and hopes and vision of resurrected from the dead. So Jesus, the prayer you showed us to pray is be healed. Be healed in the name of Jesus. So just thank the Lord right now that he is with you, that he's for you. We're not trying to make him do something. We're just learning how to receive. Holy Spirit, we ask you to come, move in power. Yeah, we ask for this in Jesus' name, for your glory. Amen. Amen. The last two things we're going to pray for. Guys, would you guys mind coming out here? I'm going to ask you everybody to stand up actually for this one. And then we're going to sing one beautiful song about the kingdom. The last thing we're going to pray is we know what Paul says. He's like, listen, if you have prophetic powers, if you have ability to do miracles, if you have different languages and all this stuff, but if you do not love, it's all a waste. And so the kingdom of God, we want it all, man. We are a church that says, God, if you said it, we want it. If you're doing it anywhere on the earth, Lord, why not do it in Kingsport, Tennessee? Anybody else believe that? Like, what if we prayed that? Lord, whatever you're doing on the earth, we want it here. We receive it. We receive it. We want to receive it. And so this morning, let's just pray the last thing before we sing this song, that the kingdom, the main marker of the kingdom is love. It's love. And if love's not in it, man, it's not of the kingdom. So Lord, we thank you that we can even know how to love because you loved us first. We thank you that you've extended love to us when we were your enemies. You loved us. So we ask, Lord, that you would, by the power of your Spirit, would you pour the Father's love at a greater measure into our hearts? That your kingdom would come in our workplaces, in our education systems, in our marketplaces, in our churches, in our families, in our governments, in media entertainment, in creativity. Lord, would your kingdom come and would it be saturated in love for you and love for the other as we love ourselves if you have loved us. Lord, we thank you that the kingdom has already come. We've all experienced it in measure, but there's also this tension of it will come again. And Lord, we want to be a people that are willing to ask and receive that the not yet will become the already. So Lord, would your kingdom come in the Tri-Cities, as it is in heaven, for your glory, your renown. Amen.